Tom told Jackie that he was very unhappy with Jackie if he didn't go to Culver City Academy because it was really a nice place for a boy to get a good education. Why don't you think it over, Jackie? He said, I already thought it over, Tom. I'm not going to go. He says, I don't want to go. He says, I've got enough education. Nancy looked up at him. A boy never has enough education, Jackie. He says, we girls, of course, don't get a chance. He said, if I were a boy, I would go. I would go to Culver City Academy. It sounds like a great place. Yeah, but of course, for you boys, I suppose you'd rather be messing around. Yes, we would be like to be messing around. He said, well, you're very good at it, Skeeter. How dare you talk to me like that? She said, that's the way you talk to me. Tom looked at both of them. He says, that's enough of that. All right, Jackie. I'm very unhappy about it. I'm very disappointed. But after all, if you refuse to go, there's no point my making you go, is there? He said, but I'd like to make a deal with you. What's that, Tom? Will you consider it? He said, well, sure, but what is it? All right, let's make a deal. You go to Culver for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. If you don't like it and you do feel that you're wasting your time, you want to come back, you come back and I won't say another word. Otherwise, Jackie, you're going to hear me talk about it a lot. In fact, you'll probably get sick and tired of it. And I'm asking you as a friend, Jackie, I don't ask many favors of you. Would you go for 2 weeks? Gee, Tom, the way you put it. He said, what do you do for a friend when he asks him to do something? Say no? Skeeter looked frightened. Jackie, you're not considering. He said, yes. He says, all right, Tom, I'll go for 2 weeks. But mind you, it's only 2 weeks. He said, that's all I ask. Nancy smiled. Oh, Jackie, I'm so proud of you, even for 2 weeks. He said, Tom, what'd you say that place was? Culver City Academy. It's a real nice place. Jackie, are you going to go? He said, I'm going to go for 2 weeks. He said, well, what am I going to do around here for 2 weeks? He says, well, I don't know. That's your problem. Tom looked at his letter again. He said, Tom, who is that head guy you said? You mean the headmaster? Yes. He said, could you write him a letter and see if he would let somebody else come? Oh, well, sure, like who, for instance? Well, someone like me? Oh, I don't know. Please, Tom, as a friend, what do you do for a friend when he asks you a favor? Well, he said, you try to do it. Well, Tom, I'm asking you, please let me go, please. Skeeter, I might as well confess. He said, what, you lied, didn't you? And you want to confess. Now, I refuse to accept it. Skeeter, would you be quiet and listen? He said, when I asked that Jackie be granted permission to enter the Culver City Academy, I also added another name. I said he had a friend by the name of Skeeter Hoyt. And I'll read you what the headmaster wrote. He had a P.S. on the letter. It says, P.S. Tom, if there's no way out of this, I suppose it'll be all right to send Skeeter Hoyt too. And it looks there's no other way out of this. Then I get to go too? He said, I'm afraid so, if you want to. Oh, I sure do, I sure do. He said, when do we leave? He said, at the end of the week. He says, there's a stage leaving. He said, Jackie, he said, that doesn't give me much time to pack my junk. He said, well, you're not taking all your junk. Said, don't you call it junk. He said, it's valuable junk. Well, he says, you're not going to take all that stuff. Tom pulled out another sheet and he said, here are the things you're going to take. And it doesn't mention on there a suitcase full of junk. He said, what does it say on there? It says that you bring 2 changes of clothes, and by the way, a uniform, a military uniform, will be issued to all of you. Remember, there's drill Saturday afternoon. Drill? Drill what? Oh, he said, you'll find out later. He said, you need 6 towels, toothbrush, toothpaste, soap. He says, to get, at least get you started the first week, then it'll be furnished. Mrs. Miller said, you don't need to read all of that. I'll see that they get everything they need. And finally, Skeeter looked at him and said, Jackie, what am I saying? I said I wouldn't even be caught dead over there. So Skeeter decided that maybe he better go with Jackie rather than stay home alone. And finally he said, well, what am I saying, Jackie? He says, you're saying you're going to go with me. Yeah, I guess that's right. He said, Jackie, he said, there must be something wrong with me. Imagine me going to school. He said, I must be sick in the head. He says, you are. You've been that way a long time. How dare you talk to me like that? He said, well, you asked me. He said, yeah, but you don't have to tell the truth, do you? He said, you can tell fibs like I do. He said, well, I'm not going to quibble with you. He says, we got to get going. So the next couple days, Mrs. Miller helped the boys get all the equipment ready that they'll need at school. Nancy was very proud of Jackie because she thought that Jackie would go to school and become a big rancher and a big man in the territory. And that's what, of course, she looked forward to. Tom was very proud, but in his heart he knew that within 2 weeks Jackie would be back. But at least he felt that he did his part. So finally, when they got all their luggage packed and everything, and the next day they were going to go to Skelton Gulch to take the stagecoach over to Culver City, Jackie realized that he was saying goodbye for a couple weeks. And the next morning the stage was to leave, so Tom told them that they would take them into Skelton Gulch the first thing in the morning. That evening, before the day they were to leave, things were rather quiet. Jackie really didn't want to go, neither did Skeeter. And when they got alone in the parlor, Skeeter said, Jackie, let's not go. You want to? He said, this is foolish. Go for 2 weeks. He said, you know, I'm not staying more than 2 weeks. He said, well, I'm not either. He said, I'm not going to be at that school for a whole year. He said, but Tom, he said, I have to do it for Tom. He said, 2 weeks, I'm going to go for 2 weeks and we'll be back. He said, that a boy, Jackie, we'll both be back. He says, but Tom's right, you know that, don't you? He said, no, he isn't. You don't need an education. Jackie, you're smart. He said, well, then maybe you should get one. Well, he said, I've got brains I haven't used yet. He said, maybe that's why you should go to school. Tom walked in. Well, Jackie, I don't think you're going to regret this. Tom, you said 2 weeks and you meant that. I meant it. He said, I'm hoping I don't see you in 2 weeks, but if you're home, he said, I won't say any more about it. He said, a deal is a deal. He said, you boys better get to bed. We're going to leave early in the morning. So Jackie said goodbye to a couple of the cowhands before he went upstairs to bed. The next morning, bright and early, there was a great deal of commotion. Chinky was beating the pots and pans because an extra special breakfast. That was always a special occasion when Jackie came or left or something special. He fixed extra eggs, extra bacon, pancakes, and the whole works. Skeeter came down shortly after Jackie did. He said, this is a breakfast fit for a king. Jackie looked around. He says, where's the king? Skeeter stood up. I is. He said, I is the king. He said, if you don't sit down, I'm going to crown you. He said, I'll sit down. Tom said, that's better. He said, well, Jackie, he says, is there anything that you want to ask me about the school or anything? He says, no, I won't need to know much, I guess, for just 2 weeks, will I? Jackie, I don't know how to tell you this. It's not going to be an easy place to be. He said, it's a lot of hard work. You have to do chores. And it's going to take pretty much of a man to stay there. He said, we're not men, Tom. He said, well, then I should change that. It's going to take a pretty tough boy to stay there. Skeeter looked at him, wrinkled up his face in a tough look. He said, I's tough. He said, I's tough. I can eat nails. Jackie laughed. He says, well, I'll go get you some. You can eat them instead of the eggs. He said, well, I'm not that tough. He said, what do you mean, Tom? He said, that I can't take it? Is that what you're trying to say? Well, that might be it. He said, it's not going to be an easy place. Well, why, Tom? I can do anything. Well, here's the thing I might as well tell you about. You see, when you enroll in this school, you're a greenhorn. He said, what? He said, that's the name for the beginning students. They call them greenhorns. He says, and the upperclassmen boss you around, and the thing is, you have to do what they tell you to. If they say, shine my shoes, you shine the shoes. If you say, go do this, go do that, you have to do it. That's a custom at the school. He said, I'm not going to be no slave to any upperclassmen. He said, if you go to that school, you are. He said, that's why I'm saying that it's going to take a pretty tough boy to stay there. He said, even for 2 weeks. Okay, Tom, he said, I'll go. I'll be there 2 weeks. You don't have to worry about that. He said, I can take it. Keeters gritted his teeth. He said, I can take it too. He says, well, you don't have much time to prove it. He said, let's get going. He said, I've got the luggage on the buckboard. Jackie and Skeeter began saying goodbye to Mrs. Miller and Mr. Miller. Jackie looked around and he saw Nancy halfway down the steps. Goodbye, Nancy. She took a few steps downward. Goodbye, Jackie. He says, and good luck. And she said, I'm going to miss you very much, Jackie, but I really hope I don't see you in 2 weeks. He said, well, I don't want to disappoint you, Nancy, but I'm afraid you may see me in 2 weeks. One of the men was yelling outside. He said, Tom, we're going to have to hurry. He said, all right, come on, boys. So they jumped onto the buckboard, and Tom jumped in the driver's seat and headed for town as they waved goodbye to Mr. Miller and Nancy and Mrs. Miller on the porch. And the two dogs, Grandpa and Ritzy, and Jackie looked back thinking, well, it's going to be a long time, 2 weeks, before I see that place again. Finally, when they got into town, the stagecoach was just pulling in. The driver pulled the horses to a halt. Woo! He says, hi, Tom. He says, hi there, Bill. He said, how's it going? He says, we're late. He says, you better... Oh, I know what this is. Boys are going to Culver City, right, Tom? He said, that's right. He says, well, hand the baggage up. Tom threw the baggage up on the top. Jackie and Skeeter just stood there, looked at Tom, and said, well, boys, he said, this is it. He says, good luck, and he shook hands with each one of them. He said, Tom, you're not going to be mad if you see me back here in 2 weeks. He said, no, Jackie. He said, but do your best, will you please? He said, I will, Tom. He says, well, a deal is a deal, right? That's right. They climbed into the stagecoach, and in a few minutes, they were on their way. They happened to be the only two in the stagecoach at this time, and it was bouncing back and forth, and Skeeter finally said, I'm getting seasick back here. Roly, roly, poly, oly. He said, well, sit down. He says, put your head against that backboard over there. He says, fall asleep or do something. He says, I don't know whether I would even want to go. I feel like just jumping out and going back home. Me too. He said, you get a kind of a sick feeling in your stomach. He says, yeah, especially about school. He said, but I guess it's like bad medicine. It's good for you. He says, in the long run. He said, yeah, in the long run maybe, but I don't want a long run now. I want short runs. Jackie and Skeeter looked out the window, and it was a long morning. At noon, they stopped at a way station for food and gave the horses water and food. And there was a great deal of more commotion. There were some passengers getting on. An old man and a young lady got in, and now Jackie and Skeeter didn't have the whole seat to be knocked around in. Skeeter was sitting next to this older gentleman, rather fat man, and every time they would hit a bump, he would bump up against him. And Skeeter said, excuse me, sir. He said, that's all right. He said, that's all right. Doesn't hurt a bit. He said, you certainly jump around for a little fellow, don't you? He said, yeah. He said, I'm like a bouncing ball, I guess. Where are you boys going? Jackie interrupted. He said, we're going to Culver City Academy. The man's eyes sparkled. Oh, yes, I've heard of that. That's a very nice place. You're lucky boys. He said, I had a nephew that wanted to go there, but they wouldn't take him. Really? So they don't take everybody. Skeeter's beamed from ear to ear. He says, "Well, they've taken us." He says, "You must be a pretty sharp boy." He said, "Oh, I is." He says, "Well, I have a friend, Tom Dawson, and he wrote to the headmaster. He knows him." He said, "Well, that always helps." He said, "Oh, I wish you boys a lot of luck." Jack said, "Well, thank you." He said, "Do you know anything about the school?" "Oh, not too much, except that it's a good school. A lot of hard work." So as they rolled along, it was the next afternoon when they were going up a steep incline, and the stagecoach was going slower and slower, and finally when they got to the top, it was always the custom for the stagecoach to stop and rest the horses. Skeeter, being nosy like he always was, stuck his head out. He said, "Hey, driver, what are we stopping for?" He says, "We always stop here to rest the horses. They just pulled you up that hill. Take a look back." Skeeter looked back. He said, "Wow." He says, "If you pulled the stagecoach up, you'd want to rest." He said, "Yeah, I sure would." Jackie looked out the window, and he was the first one that saw it. Behind the rocks, he saw what looked like feathers. And he realized there weren't any turkeys around here. So the only other reason he could think of that feathers would be moving behind rocks, there must be Indians around. Jackie and Skeeter saw those feathers moving, and they realized that it must be Indians. The driver stopped. He too realized there was something wrong, because even the horses were a little jittery. And all of a sudden, from the behind the rocks, jumped up Indians everywhere, and they surrounded the stagecoach. The driver went for the gun. There was an arrow, went right through his hat. He put the gun down. He said, "Big pale face, come down." He says, "All right, all right." Somebody yelled, "You come out from stagecoach." Skeeter was hiding down on the floor. "There's nobody in here." There was an arrow went right through the door and stuck right above his eye. "There is somebody in here." He came out with his hands up. No, please, no shoot. He said, don't. He said, "I don't look good with arrows stuck in me." Jackie came out, looked around and saw all these warriors. He didn't know what to think. And finally, one of the big braves, you, and he pointed to Jackie and Skeeter, says, "You come with me." "What are you gonna do?" He says, "I don't know." He said, "They're gonna take our scalp, I know." He said, "We're gonna have to go to that old school without our scalps." Jackie said, "Don't cry like a baby." He says, "I don't know what they're going to do either." He told the other men, "You wait them here." The driver looked around. He says, "I don't think I have much choice, do I?" The warrior put them on horses. He says, "Come." And they circled a couple big rocks, went down into a sort of a valley, and down in the valley, Jackie saw all kinds of teepees. And he knew he was being taken to the village. They stopped in front of the big teepee that was painted, oh, prettier than the rest of them. And finally, the big brave, "You pale faces, get down inside." And he took them and shoved them on inside. Sitting in the tent was an Indian chief. Jackie kept staring at him. In a way, he looked familiar. The chief just looked at him. Finally, he said, "What's he staring at?" He says, "I don't know." He says, "He looks familiar." And all of a sudden, he heard something behind him. He turned around. It was Mogai. "Mogai! My blood brother." And they embraced. He said, "What's going on?" Jackie looked at Skeeter. He said, "It's okay." He said, "This is Mo Guy." He said, "My Indian friend. We're brothers." "I didn't know you had an Indian brother," said, "I think I told you once." The chief smiled and stood up. "Welcome to our village." Jackie said, "Well, this is a..." "Oh," he said, "is this a relief? I thought you were going to take her scalps." "Indian no take scalps no more. Many years ago, many moons." He says, "Now," he says, "we come to ask favor." "Oh, sure. What do you want?" He says, "Chief Thundercloud, ask much of little white brother." "Oh, no," he says, "well, what do you need?" He says, "Anything." He says, "We're friends." He says, "I have heard my warriors travel fast and bring news. I have heard that little Paleface and his little brother, Paleface, he's not my brother. You white brothers." "Oh, I see what you mean, Chief." He said, "Jackie, are we brothers?" He said, "Oh, just listen." He said, "White brothers, yes, because we're the same color, you see." "Oh, I didn't know that." He said, "Would you be quiet? What is it you want, Chief?" He says, "I hear you to go to school and learn much knowledge. I have asked that Mo Guy, my son, go with his white brother and learn the ways of the white man." "Mo Guy go to Culver City Academy?" Jackie knew that this was almost impossible because the headmaster has to approve it, and an Indian? Chief looked at him. "What answer does little Paleface give?" He says, "Well, you see, Chief, this is a school where you have to send in your credentials, and the headmaster looks at it and says whether he thinks you're a good student or a poor one, and if you're not good enough, they won't accept you." "Little Paleface think that my son Mo Guy not good?" "Oh, he's great. He says he can do almost anything better than I can." That is very good. Then he will go. "But I'm not the one that says that. It's the headmaster. He's the big chief at the school." "You tell him, big chief, Mo Guy, very good." He said, "But you've got to put it down on paper and write it out, and then the headmaster looks at it, and he puts down at the bottom, he signs whether he'll take him or not." The chief almost got angry. "White brother say he no want his brother Mo Guy?" "Oh, of course I want him." The chief smiled again. "Very well, then he go. Mo Guy," he says, "you work and study hard and learn the ways of white man." "I will, father." He says, "You go. The stagecoach has been held up long enough." And before Jackie knew what was going on, they were on their horses and heading back to the stagecoach. The stage driver almost fell off the stagecoach, off the seat, when he looked up and saw the three boys with an Indian coming back. And finally Jackie looked up at him and smiled. "It's all right." He says, "Mo Guy here is my blood brother, and that's his father over there, Chief Thundercloud. He's going to Culver City Academy with us." The man almost fell off again. "What?" He says, "Mo Guy, my brother, is going to the academy." He says, "You know that..." He looked at the chief. "Oh, that's fine, that's fine." He said, "That's real fine." Mo Guy went into the stagecoach and stuck his head out. "Goodbye, father." The chief smiled. He says, "You learn ways of the white man and come back and teach your people." "I will, father." And in a few minutes, the stagecoach was going on down the hill. Mo Guy looked back and waved as he saw all the braves on the hill, and finally, they disappeared out of sight. Jackie and Skeeter both knew they were in real trouble. what would the headmaster say when they come in with an Indian that wasn't even registered? They didn't say much about that to Mogai, but Mogai was very thrilled. He talked and talked and told Jackie about all the things that had happened since they'd seen him. And Jackie told him about his ranch, and Skeeter would butt in every so often with his 2 cents worth. And he would try to tell Mogai about his frog and about his horse and so forth. So before they knew it, they were nearing Culver City, which was a small town where the school was. And finally, when they pulled into the depot, the stage depot, they stopped. A few boys were milling around. One of them was heard to say, "Hey, look, an Indian." He said, "What's he doing around here?" He said, "He's probably going to school." And then they laughed. Jackie looked at him and kind of gave him a dirty look. They moved on. The driver helped him with their luggage. Says, what was his name? Mogai. Does Mogai have luggage? Says, no. All Mogai had with him was what he wore, and that was his Indian suit, which wasn't very much. And everybody noticed him. Some of the ladies coming out of the store across the street gave a sort of a small scream as they realized there was an Indian in town. Finally, the stage driver said, "Well, boys, good luck. By the way, you will be going back in 2 weeks. "Oh, we have a regular run." "What do you mean, 2 weeks? He says, "Well, I'm going to be on that stagecoach going back. Tom said I had to stay 2 weeks." He says, "In 2 weeks, I'm coming back." He says, "Well, we'll be here if you are. By the way, you go over to the livery stable right across over there." He said, "There's a man there by the name of Sam Johnson. He's the man that takes the boys out to the school. It's about 2 or 3 miles out of town." He said, "That far?" He says, "Well, what did you expect?" He says, "Well, I've got work to do. Good luck, boys." He got on top of the stagecoach and drove it away. And the boys were left there just standing with their luggage. They looked around the town. It was a little bigger than Skelton Gulch, but it had a dirt street, wooden walks, grocery store, and the saloon, and so forth. Jackie says, "Come on, Skeeter, pick up your luggage, let's go." So they walked over to the livery stable. They set their luggage outside the big door, and Skeeter stuck his head in. He said, yoo-hoo, anybody home?" There's a man came out, said, "Depends who you're looking for." He said, "Sam Johnson." He says, "Well, then you found him." He said, "Could you tell me where he is then?" He says, "You're looking at him." "Oh." He said, "We're the boys that are going to the school." He said, "Just the two of..." And he looked up. "How many?" He said, "Can't you count?" "Of course I can count." He said, "But is the Indian going?" Jackie says, "Yes, sir, he is." "Has he been accepted?" Says, "No." "Well, I don't know who he is or what you boys are up to, but let me give you some advice." He says, "I've taken boys out there for many, many years, and I've never taken an Indian. And I'm sure that if you take him out there, he's going to come right back." He says, "Well, we have no choice. He's got to come with us." "Well, all right." He says, "Throw your luggage on the back of the buckboard." So they threw it on the back of the buckboard and got in the buckboard and headed out towards the school. Jackie wondered, what kind of a place was this? And as they were riding along, the man kept talking and talking, telling about other boys that he had taken out and what happened at the school. And he was telling about the greenhorns. He said, "Yeah, I heard about those greeny horns." Finally, when they got on top of a small hill, they looked down into a valley, and down below, Sam said, "There it is. That is Culver City Academy." Jackie says, "Wow, that's big." He said, "All those buildings." He said, "Of course." He said, "They have cows, they have horses, they have just about anything you want." He says, "I hope you boys didn't think that it's going to be all play at the school." "Oh, no." He says, Tom told us we have to work." He says, "Yeah." He says, "It's a real nice place if you're man enough to take it." He said, "I'm man enough to take it. He said, I'm tough as nails. Sam looked at him. He says, yeah, I suppose so. Jack says, I can take it. He said, but Sam, do you come out and pick up boys too? Oh, he says, sure. He said, I pick